If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because a world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Just go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value. Truly, they have perfected more than just steak. Your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE to get an exclusive savings. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's Day. Because if there's one thing that Omaha Steaks knows, it's that dads want steak. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to save on exclusive packages starting at just $89.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Week 6 edition of the Prop Shop Show here on RotoGrinders. I am Britt Devine, joined by the head of the Prop Shop himself, Mr. Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, it's been a very good NFL prop betting, DFS, lines, whatever you want, season for me so far. I'm looking to keep it hot going into Week 6. What's up, dude?
I'm doing good, man. First of all, you know, this week, Britt is not fresh off the operation table, so he's doing a lot better. And we've got producer Devin here filling in for Steve. Steve is a little under the weather because the Mets got put out of the playoffs, so he couldn't make it. That's a joke. I'm glad to be here, man. Another week. Ironically, I didn't have the best week last week. I had so many double ups this weekend, Britt. Like, I just couldn't crack the 10X code. Like, just double ups, 3 out of 5s, double ups. But, you know, everything was still worked out. You know, we had a real good slate for college football, ironically, on Saturday. And so I got some 15X cards that I hit on Saturday, which made up for the disaster on Sunday. You know, when your favorite kickers, at least for me, when my favorite kickers don't come through, it's going to be rough.
What happened to McPherson?
Well, the coach didn't kick a field goal.
No.
That's what happened. They went for it on fourth down. And, and then, of course, Harbaugh decides that he's actually going to kick field goals again. And Justin Tucker had an amazing game. But I'm not worried about it, Britt. And this may seem funny. Sometimes I rejoice when a prop doesn't hit, because that means they're going to keep it on the board. So there's no way they can keep McPherson away from us after he missed last week. We should get that one back on the board later in the week, and I'll go right back to over 1.5 McPherson. Yeah. Youngway Koo didn't come through this game. Just a weird game. I'll go right back to Youngway Koo, even against the 49ers. So I'm excited. Another good week ahead. And if you've been following Britt on Twitter, I mean, he's already got slightly over a dozen picks that he's got loaded up. I've got my few as well, so should be another good week.
Yeah, Chief, I got more. I don't want to say I'm addicted to them, but I guess I just like hitting the lines early before the books change them. Because as we do this show right on a Tuesday night, for those of you that watch later or on the podcast, and we're flying blind. They are no, the sports books don't have prop bets. The overseas sports books don't have any NFL props. They have a couple out for Thursday, but we're basically just going into this blind. Prize Picks, underdog, monkey knife fight. They set the line sort of themselves ahead of time. They catch up to them a little later in the week, but it's fun to try to out game the prop sites, Chief. So with all that said, let's jump into Thursday night. I was talking to our producer, Devin, before the show. And I generally don't like to force plays on a given night unless I am particularly in love with them. And Prize Picks gifted us a couple of plays because I wasn't into too much. But they lowered. Curtis Samuel was over 50. Terry McLaurin was at 58 or something like that. These guys just got lowered prior to going to the show, Chief. I just jammed in a bunch of tickets with both of these guys using a couple of my other favorite plays. But as it stands right now, I think we can both agree. I'm not expecting Dotson to play. I think Logan Thomas is very questionable at best to play in this game as it stands right now. We'll have to see how the injury reports go. But even if he plays, that's fine. Dyami Brown, he wasn't really on the field too much. He caught a couple of deep passes. But these two are looking like some pretty nice overs, even against Chicago.
Yeah, for sure. For Thursday night, it's very simple for me. I am still going to take Carson Wentz over passing yards for what it's worth. That's more of a numbers play against the grain a little bit. Chicago isn't giving up a lot, but that's more of a style of play than anything else. At 227, I'm still willing to take the over here, especially after Ron Rivera goes on national TV and says that the quarterback is the reason they're not winning games. And it was taken out of context, but still, you know, I think Carson Wentz is going to take that personally and go out, but that's just a gut call in terms of how I think he's going to approach playing. He's still throwing the ball on average about 40 times a game. So I'm taking the over there. And then, of course, Terry McLaurin at 54.5 feels, dare we say, free, Britt? I don't want to say free, but it feels like a big discount. Let's call it a good taco. And then we got Samuel as well at 47.5. I will say I like Samuel at 47.5. I also want to see where his reception prop comes out at. Like, if we get him at 4.5 again, I'm probably taking the over. Like, he was at 4.5 on Sunday, and I absolutely took the over on that. But those are definitely my favorites because, you know, in terms of the Thursday game, we've got Darnell Mooney, we've got Cole Kmet. I will say this, field goals made, I'm probably going to take Cairo Santos over 1.5. Like, that's going to be my run back. Santos is actually kicking field goals, and this is a team they should be able to move the ball on and probably not get in the end zone a couple times. So I like Santos, field goals made. And then we don't have any really good, like, completion props or attempts props for passing. So I'll wait on that to see where Fields lands. He's definitely a guy I think we'll be able to target for those. We don't have fantasy points either, so – Prize Picks has dialed it back on us a little bit this week. I did check Thrive and Underdog. Thrive only had, I think, 3 props for Thursday, and that was pretty much it. And then Underdog had a handful as well. They already had some for Sunday and stuff like that. But the Thursday game, they still have Wentz. For future, for reference, McLaurin is at 61.5 on Underdog. And Samuel was at 50.5, but they've removed him since earlier today.
Yeah, so if you're going to play these, it definitely looks like Prize Picks at the point is the particular site to play them if you're watching live. And make sure to check all the sites if you're watching a little bit later. And always make sure, right, the board gets a lot bigger for football as the week goes on. If you're ever trying to catch anything, join the Prop Shop on the RotoGrinders Discord. You just link your RotoGrinders account, your free RotoGrinders account to your free Discord account. Go to the Prop Shop. There are a bunch of people talking props, et cetera, which sites have the best lines all the time. Join that for free and start making money with the rest of us. So with Thursday out of the way, Chief, I've got 13 or 14 props. Actually, if you add these two in, the two receivers from Washington, That's probably up to 15. I like the overs on both Samuel and McLaurin as well as you.
Yeah.
I've got an underdog specific play that I think the line is way too low. And then I've got a monkey knife fight. I got a fantasy point ladder play. We're all going to play together before they remove it on us. So guys, get all the sites queued up, get underdog ready, get monkey knife fight ready, get prize picks ready, and play along with us. Because I would imagine, as usual, most of these lines will change against us as the week moves on. We're going to do it a little bit different today. We're going to do passing yard. We're just going to go down passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards. Chief loves passing yards. We're going to see if he still likes any of those. We don't really discuss our plays too much before the show. So let's see what Chief likes. I got a couple. I know Chief will always have some. Have they adjusted them too high for you, Chief?
Well, and that's something we did talk about before the show today. Generally speaking, like a lot of these have been adjusted. I will tell you right now, I think my favorite passing yard prop on the board, and it's going to sound crazy, I actually think it's Kenny Pickett at 220. They're going to have to throw the ball to keep up with the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are going to score points. Like that's the reality. And so you look at what happened last week with Pickett. One of the things I think we don't have to worry about with Pickett is they're going to let him go out and sling the ball. Like, this is rebuild season now. Ben is gone. Trubisky's been benched. He went to Buffalo in a big-time loss. They barely scored any points. He threw for 327. I got to think 220 and a half is very achievable in a spot where I feel like they're going to have to throw the ball. And then we've got – and if you look at his receivers, we've got Deontay at 55 and a half, and we've got Pickens at 50 and a half. Now, ironically, those guys are slightly, ever so slightly lower on underdog, at least when I checked earlier today. Nope, Deontay is a little bit higher, and Pickens is a half yard lower. So he's – or full yard lower. He's at 49 and a half. Either way, Pickett's still at 220 and a half. I like that a lot. That's probably my favorite – passing yard prop as of right now. I can already guarantee you, Britt, that I'm going to have a game stack of this one. I can tell you that right now. I'm going to have Pickett, Kenny Pickett, George Pickens. Oh, sorry. We don't want to we're in a passing yard prop. But I'm going to game stack this one for what it's worth. Five.
You can talk whatever you want.
So I'm for sure going to go Pickett, Johnson, Pickens, Mike Evans on the other side, and then it's either going to be Brady over passing yards, and excuse me, I may teeter-totter with Chris Godwin. Right now I'm feeling like Brady over 280 and a half is still a little bit low, like just a touch. So if I go that direction, that's what it will be. Or if we get Ryan Suckup, I'm probably going to go Suckup over 1.5 field goals. And so I'll have Pickett, Johnson, Pickens, Evans, yards, and then Suckup over 1.5 field goal. That's going to build somewhere up in there. So if you get that, and I got a feeling Mike Evans, he's at 70 and a half. I'm wondering if he may tick down a little bit, like 67 and a half, 68 and a half.
He was 62, Chief. So prize picks, they're moving lines quicker. He came out at 62. I got a bunch of that. I don't have any at 70.5 yet, but if you're going to game stack, I had a nice game stack in the prop shop. I went Geno with three pass catchers, Disley, Lockett, and Metcalf, and then I ran a couple of different like one-off props with them. I hit them all, and I know the one that I posted in the prop shop hit, so a bunch of people hit that 15X with me during the happy hour that they run on Fridays on Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like a fun game stack to keep in mind for that, Chief.
I'm telling you, when the 15X comes out on Friday, I guarantee that's going to be in there, along with my kicker 15X for the week. It will be in there for sure.
I've told the wife I need an hour on Fridays. Don't bother me because I'm just hitting all the I'm just sending a bunch of 5X flex plays on Prize Picks. All right. You like Pickett. I like Brady. Those aren't a couple. They didn't make my list. I added Pickett. I think the Pickett play is a nice one. I'm going to certainly add to that. Any other passing yards you like before I throw a couple of mine out there?
So this is where it gets tight, Rick, because remember I said they're starting to adjust these lines. So I always want to target bad teams, right? Teams that aren't stopping anybody through the air. Kirk Cousins at 270.5. Like, I think he can get 300 on Miami. But we've been getting Kirk at like 250, 255. Like, now we're at 270, and it's like, you know, do they pull away enough for him to not have to pass the ball enough? Do you get what I'm saying? Because Miami, they got Skylar Thompson. Like, I don't think Teddy's going to play this week, and I am going to monitor that. But that's what I'm kind of afraid of. I'm on the fence because I feel like they could pull away and Kirk just doesn't get there because of the game script. They're just ahead in the game. So I'm going to monitor what happens. Here's what I will say. If Skylar Thompson is at quarterback this week, then some of these good quarterbacks with high totals like Kirk, I might be inclined to just take the under. Because he may only have to throw the ball a half. And then they'll just let Dalvin Cook and Madison run wild the second half, or mostly run wild in the second half. Another guy that I actually really like this week, and this one isn't over, I'm going to rock with Daniel Jones at 200.5, playing against Baltimore. Baltimore is still giving up tons of yards through the air. I know Danny Jones hasn't really been eclipsing this number, like Tennessee 188, Carolina 176, Dallas 196, Green Bay, but I got to think, man, they're able to move the ball through the air against Baltimore. And so, you know, we're one screen pass away from Saquon picking up 60, 70 yards for him on one throw. So I like that one quite a bit. Another one that I really like, believe it or not, Zach Wilson against Green Bay. I don't trust Green Bay's defense enough. So Zach Wilson at 210.5, I'm going to be taking the over on that. And then this one is just because, for whatever reason, the Buffalo Bills don't really want to run the football. And this is high, okay? We've got Josh Allen at 300.5 passing yards. Britt, I still want to take the over here against Kansas City. Like, they're throwing the ball too much. And this is a game where it should be a little bit of back and forth, like we saw yesterday. Mahomes comes out in the first half, kind of stinks up the joint. And then in the second half, you look, and he's still pretty much pushing over the number because they're slinging it down the field. And that's what Buffalo wants to do. At 300.5, I'm still not afraid of the over here. So I think because of the competitive nature of the matchup, I'm going to be in on 300.5 passing yards.
I've bet that Allen one already, so I like that one. You pair with Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is 55.5. That's one catch. So you pair with that or Diggs. We'll see what the rest of the receivers come in for Buffalo. But I'm in agreement in that basically what should have been the AFC Championship game last year between the Chiefs and the Bills, both quarterbacks well over 300 yards. So I have no problem doing that. A couple of ones. So, and I like the Zach Wilson one too. I bet that as well. Those aren't the ones I wanted to bring up on the show though. My favorites. I'm going right back. All of you that tailed me on the 15X, we're going right back to Geno Smith this week at 255 against Arizona. Gee, Arizona's horrible. This game is going to be a shootout. This game is going to be like 35-30. Neither team can play defense. Both offenses are good enough. Geno he's playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. So I love Geno over 255.5 again. I've got Stafford over 257. The only good part of Carolina was their defensive coordinator, and they fired him along with the head coach. So this 257, Stafford's managed to go over this, and his unders are just under it. So I'm pretty okay hitting the 257 right now. You can pair that with Cooper Kupp pretty easily, in my opinion. As long as Cooper Kupp's below 100, you can take an over on Cooper Kupp pretty much anytime. And then the other guy I'm on is Jimmy G at 230.
Jimmy's been slinging it. He's been slinging it.
And we saw what Tom Brady did, right? Like, now I know the 49ers are going to be able to run the ball, but he's slinging it, and this is a good offense, and he's got really good weapons. And if Tevin Coleman's going to come in and be like a fourth wide receiver catching the football – this looks like a pretty good offense, so I like Jimmy G quite a bit. I don't know if I would pair Jimmy G up with anyone in particular, but you can pair up Kupp with Stafford. You can pair up I like DK. We'll talk about this in the receiving yards. You can play him with Lockett too. playing with both of them to get some extra correlation. But I like DK specifically. I think his line's a little lower. That's where I stand on passing yards, Chief.
Well, let me say this. This is what I'm plugging in because it's just not out right now. Baker Mayfield is not playing this week. PJ Walker is going to be the quarterback. And they're playing the Rams, and the Rams haven't been great. Now, our team
– like what, 189?
I got to think he comes in, around 189, 190. I think they're just going to kind of set him at a reasonable Baker line. Like, I'm hoping, Britt, that they kind of – I'm hoping we get him around 175. I don't think they're going to give him to us there. But just be on the lookout for PJ Walker props. I will say this. I think this team is going to start moving the ball down the field a little bit now that Rule's gone. I'm telling you. I don't think it's going to be exactly the same. So with PJ at the helm, not that he's some elite quarterback. I just think we're going to play differently. I don't think he's coming in anywhere over 200. So with Walker, I'm going to be in on his props this week against the Rams, who haven't been able to stop too many people.
Yeah. All right, let's go to rushing yards. There are some wild rushing yard lines out here that I like. Receiving yards have been my favorite, but rushing yards, I've got three.
I already know one, and we haven't even talked about it. I got
a couple on scores. I got one on scores and odds already. So the one I put on scores and odds is Breece Hall, 57.5. Green Bay ain't great anymore. You can run all over them. Breece Hall has 17 and 18 rushing attempts. This is a ridiculous line for Breece Hall. 57.5. The sports books will probably put him at like 61 or 62. If you have access to the sports books, I would take that too.
But Breece Hall is on my list. Big time.
Yeah. Breece Hall for sure. Kenneth Walker opened at 52. Oh my gosh. It was at 52.
I've been waiting all day to talk about when I saw this come out on the board. I said, wait a minute.
How much you put on, or did you move it to 58? Because I've been betting it a lot too.
Listen, this might be my favorite prop of the week, to be honest with you. And I mean, man, my favorite one of the week just bit me in the butt last week. Finally, Travis Etienne got a fair amount of carries and he popped them for one big play. Neither here nor there this week. I just think if Kenneth Walker to me is just like our guy out in Houston, Pierce. He's going to get pretty much all of the work. And they're facing Arizona, a team that can't stop anybody. I got to think this guy can pick up 60-plus yards in this game. So Kenneth Walker, one of my favorites of the week. I'm with you on Breece Hall at 57. And then this one, Britt, this is just one where I'm going to take a shot. So I think Najee Harris is just a little bit too low. Like, this team is bad. Don't get me wrong.
I hate Najee.
Look, Pittsburgh is not good, okay? But at 45.5 for pretty much their workhorse running back, pretty much their guy, I just think it's a touch too low. Like, the only thing I think would hold him back is if they just – the game script, which is why I like the passing game so much. But I think I sprinkle Najee in one at 45.5. It's just – I think it's too low. That's where we are here. And then I think I'm going to take the over on Leonard Fournette this week at 63.5. I know it's been ugly. Okay. His game log is terrible, but Pittsburgh has been getting gashed on the ground, Britt.
Like wait for the Russian receiving to come out.
But typically the Russian receiving is higher than both of those combined, which is why sometimes I'm inclined to just take one or the other. The rushing or the receiving. If it's anywhere close, I'm with you. Rushing and receiving is going to be big.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you.
That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Couple others I was on. Chubb was like 80 something. He's up to 95 now. That's a lot. So I don't know if I'd anything on Chubb, I would play the under, but I got enough in the over when it was a little bit.
Oh,
lower.
Buddy.
What do you got?
If you refresh, they literally just added Justin Fields rushing yards.
All right.
For Thursday, 40 and a half.
You like that? He's hit over in three straight.
We're close. I want to see if he gets down to 38. Like, that's one we can wait on because I don't think – but I will have it in a card for Thursday. And, Britt, let me just say, too, I know the object of the game, right, is to win every card. But cards that I feel good about, like Justin Fields, I feel good that he goes over 40 and a half. I don't feel like it's as close as a lot as we would say to Kenneth Walker, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I feel good enough to put him in a card. So if they watch us build our cards, and I think you build the same way somewhat, you can tell pretty much the plays that I'm like, yeah, I'm going all in on. Because I'll build like every card I have five flex, I'll have three of the same and I'll switch out two or four of the same and switch out one. And that way I can still be profitable. And if he goes over 40 and a half, I'm good. If he doesn't, I feel confident enough in Breece and in the Breece Hall prop and others that I feel like I'm good enough to hit a double up. So I'm not trying to hit double ups. I'm trying to hit a 10X. I'm trying to hit the 3X if I'm going in a power. But guys that I feel good about, maybe the line's just off like Najee. I don't trust Najee, but I think the line's a little bit too low. So I'll play him in one with my other four props that I really like. And if he goes over, it's like, hey, it's a big day coming. If not, I'm anticipating that my other four props are going to carry us home.
Yeah. Yeah. So how I play generally almost all the prop sites is I am mainly a two pick player. So I'll play picks of two, right? So I have Breece Hall with like 15 different players already. I have
round robin
with like, I do that. And then I'll do the 10X or 15X on game stacks is basically how I play a lot of these. That's my preferable style is how I tell my wife winning or losing $1,000 feels as bad as winning $5,000 feels good to me, Chief. That's just how, like, I hate losing, but winning, I expect to win, right? I don't expect to lose. So I hate losing, and the two pick, it works for me, right? That's how I like to play. I don't like going for the big shots, but when they do that 15X right on Fridays, Prize Picks has been doing, I go for it with the game stacks to get the extra correlation. That's how I like it.
Well, yeah, let me say this too, Britt, and I've told everybody in the prop shop this as well. I play two picks as well, but I don't play hardly any. Every now and then, I'll play a three pick power if I'm feeling like, okay, these are like locks, right? Mm-hmm. But what you get from me is five flexes and two pick powers. That's pretty much all I play.
Me too.
That's pretty much all I play. So. And the reason for that, and I kind of talked about this in the prop shop today, which, and I'm glad we're having this talk too about profitability and bankroll management. I pretty much have a standard unit size. That unit size is 100. I don't veer off from that too much. Like in the prop shop, a lot of times you'll see me with a loose change build, and that's just because I just like even numbers in my bankroll. And so, but then if I hit a loose change build, then I kind of have another one, So it's okay. But the reason for that is I want as many chances as I can to be profitable, which is why I don't play a whole lot of four pick powers, because if I miss one, as I explained today, let's say you got $500 invested, you play four four pick powers, and you missed them all by one play, then you just lost $500. Yep. Or, and so what I like, I go up to the five flex. If I go 4 for 5 in four of those and I hit 110X, I'm fine with that, you know? And that's just me, because I want every opportunity possible to be profitable. You know, like I told them, when you're doing this full time, you know, you want as many chances as you can to make money. And so taking shots on the 3-pick power, the 4-pick power, it sucks when you get one wrong. And your return is not as good when you get, you know, 4 out of 5. And it's like, dang, one guy away. But I'll take that every day to keep the money flowing in the household. All right. Yeah, Rick, back to you,
I totally agree. I want to throw back one more rushing yard prop I'm on is Jeff Wilson. He's gone over 72.5 in 4 straight games. Tevin Coleman's there. Tevin Coleman's just basically taking away Deebo Samuel's rushes. Jeffrey Wilson is still the workhorse. It's against Atlanta. I like the 49ers. I'm going to add a bet on scores and odds for sure this week as a spread pick. Atlanta's covered in every game so far this year, but this is the week it stops. I like Wilson to go over the 72.5 pretty easily. So those are my 3 rushing yards. Walker and Breece Hall seem almost free. Walker specifically, because he's going to get basically all the work. And then Wilson and Breece Hall. Let's go to receiving yards, Chief. I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5. I've got an underdog specific play that's a receiver. And then I want to throw my monkey knife fight play out here. So what are a couple receivers you're looking at first?
Well, you know, a lot of it's going to be pairs. So I already talked about the Pittsburgh guys, just because I think that, you know, they're going to have big games. I'm going right back to Justin Jefferson against Miami, by the way. Even at 89.5, Brett, he should crush the secondary. I mean, that it feels high until you're watching him run down the sideline for 40 yards in one play. And then you're like, oh, we're almost there. He just needs a couple catches here and there. So Justin Jefferson, man, at 89.5, I love that prop. That's a big one for me. This is another sneaky one, Brett. Now, I think we might be the only guys on this prop this week. We might be, and that's perfectly fine. What if I told you I think Jacoby Myers is a really good play this week at 3.5? I mean,
he was 47.5. I've already played him a little bit, Chief.
So. Yeah. Jacoby, I mean, 50.5, gonna get the volume, pretty much the best receiver in that wide receiver room. And Mr. Zappe looks to be like he's going to be slinging it around. At 50.5, I like Jacoby Myers this week against Cleveland. Also, another guy that I really like this week, and I don't want to call this one sneaky, okay? I don't want to call this sneaky, but I got to think Michael Pittman gets back to being Michael Pittman this week. At 62.5, I really like that prop. And I know Alec Pierce had been – beastie at 48.5. He might be an even better play if he continues to get this kind of volume. But at 62.5, I still think Pittman's the alpha dog here. I'm expecting him to go over. And then once again, a bad defensive game. Marquise Brown, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, heck, Zach Ertz. Like, let's just take overs. And
Chief,
I know
Ertz is only letting me put 5 in, Chief. I can't put any more players on.
Yeah, okay, and then my last one, and you've already talked about this one, but I think at this point the Rams are committed to giving Cooper Kupp the ball pretty much every play. You just see over if anything near under 100, like I think you just take overs at this point. So I'm taking Cooper Kupp at 95.5. Going to take the over there.
I seem to have broken my screen. There we go. I think it's going to finally go away. Yeah, I like cups. So I'm definitely on all of the ones you mentioned. I think they're all good. They're not even the ones I wrote up that I think are some of the best ones. So we have, a lot of receiver props for you guys to target this week. I'm going to go through mine really quick. Again, if the Thursday night, but they keep adding them during the show here. So they add a couple ancillary pieces, definitely Samuel and McLaurin overs for sure. I still think Godwin and Evans, they both got bumped from where they were originally, but they're what Evans is 70.5 now. I think he's higher on a couple other sites, Where is Mike Evans here? 70.5 and Godwin's at 62. I think you can take the over on those. I think DK Metcalf at 67.5 is an easy over. You can also take Tyler Lockett at 72.5. Just take Geno, take both of them, take Will Disley when he comes up. You got four picks already. You only need one more, Chief, because they're all going over again.
Marquise Brown
is my other scores and odds play. So I wrote him up. He was one of the first things I looked at this week. Over 70.5. This is going to be his last game without DeAndre Hopkins. He's gone over this in three straight. The other one was 68, just under it against Las Vegas. This is the no defense game special. So 70.5 is pretty easy for Marquise Brown. Absolutely like that. I like Gabe Davis over 55.5. If you like that over 300, Chief, man, you got to have Gabe Davis over 55.
You already know what I'm doing. Like that's going to be another game stat. But I want to see what these Kansas City guys come out because they just played last night. I got to think MVS comes out at probably 50.5 to 55.5 this week. Like he torched that 40.5 number last week. No way he comes out that low this week against Buffalo. I think he'll be around 50 to 55.5. They may even drop Juju Smith-Schuster for us, which I've missed on him 2 weeks out of the two or three weeks out of the five. I can't remember how many weeks I've missed, but we'll see where he comes out at. Travis Kelce did nothing in the yardage department last night and got four touchdowns. That won't be the case this week.
That had to be the lowest fantasy points for four touchdowns in a game in NFL history.
Yeah. Yeah. he will need yards this week. I'm assuming he's going to come out where he's been on 70.5. I'm going to be inclined to take the over on that, like yet again. In this type of game, I'm going to be inclined to take the over.
All right. I got a couple of bonus plays for everybody here. So there's one on under. It's not on Prize Picks yet. So I don't know what the Prize Picks line is going to be. So get Underdog open, get Monkey Knife Fight open. The Monkey Knife Fight one, I can guarantee you, if a couple of you play it along with me, they're gonna change that pretty quickly. The Underdog one also as well, I don't think will last too long because I just think it's a little too low for an every snap player. Chief, which one you want to hear first? You got to get your favorite Underdog play up, Chief, because I've got a pair for you for a two pick.
Oh, I'm up right now.
All right, what's your scroll through and find something for the people to pair this with?
Yeah, you don't have to. It's Kenny Pickett. I already looked at it. Yeah.
How about Evan, 68.5? Pickett?
Yeah. But Kenny Pickett's my guy this week across all sites, 220.5, over.
All right, I like Evans at 68.5, even lower than Price Picks currently right now. If you're looking for a place to play Mike Evans, it looks like Underdog is a spot right now, but my favorite is going to be Rondale Moore at 42.5. Dude played he played basically every snap last week, had 68 yards. He gets these very easy catchable balls, great after the run, after the catch against Seattle at 42.5. Chief, I couldn't believe this.
Eight targets, seven receptions.
I have played a bunch of combo. Yeah, this is free. So get on this right now, Chief. Start hitting it. Guys in chat, start playing that with some combos. I can guarantee you by Wednesday morning, this will not be 42.5 anymore. So that is like my Underdog special of the week. I don't know why that's so low.
Doesn't even have the lineup, which should tell you all you need to know.
What if it comes out at like 40.5 or something?
Oh, God. I mean, you're going to have to stop me, man. I might nuke it.
So the Rondale Moore higher is definitely my favorite Underdog play. And on Monkey Knife Fight, I hope you guys have this open on your phone or computer. We're going down to the no defense game, Chief. We've got a ladder fantasy points play. You ready to play along with me here?
I'm ready.
So we're going to the stat shootout. Let's see here. 24. Wait a second, Chief. What? Chief, is this a minute? This is all right, everybody, go to this right now.
Oh, God.
This was at 40 something. This was at 47. We're, for some reason, they have this at 24.5. We're playing for $100. Yeah, we're gonna max this out right here live. Go do this right now, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to the fantasy points, max out. Any one of those three guys can get that on their own. This was 47 and a half earlier, and I played it all the way. I just stumbled into a goal. I stumbled into a gold mine. All right, 24 and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Brent, I like Marquise
Brown. Way this is up by the time we all get in there. This cannot be up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep playing, Chief. I'm just going to mix a couple of guys. Oh, wow. I can't play any more than the 100. So everyone get in that. This is free. It was not free. This is 47 and a half, and I was going to tell people
that's a good call up.
But you don't have to do this anymore.
That's a good call up, Rick.
Chief, this has me wondering if any other games are like this. So I'm going to take a quick scroll through the stat shootout.
It is 47 and a half.
Oh, it was 24 and a half on my screen.
No, I know. That's what I'm telling you.
But play it. Play it, Chief, because I maxed mine out. Maybe after you play it, it drops it for some reason. It's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, I mean, oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know what?
For some reason, I got it at 28 and a half fantasy points. Oh, yeah, because I went up. I'm in here, Chief. I got it.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was the first half. That's why, Chief. I was in the first half.
Okay. Scratch I was that. Like, no, but
I mean, I'll still play that.
I mean, but I still, though.
All right, so here's the real one. All right, so that was a little silly. Thanks, Devin, for the go on that. So here's the real play is the 47 and a half. This is too low in this game. Now, you get a double up, right? So I like Marquise Brown, Lockett or Metcalf, and then Walker because I think Walker is going to go bananas. It's PPR. It's DraftKings scoring without the bonus on Monkey Knife Fight. So you could play, right? You can play your main at 47.50. You can go half of that and get a triple up, and then you go a little bit lower for 56 and a half. You just ladder the fantasy points play all the way around. So go get this, 47 and a half. For the double up, risk a little bit less on the 51.50 and ladder it all the way up to the 4X at 56.50. The no defense game of the week. Some of the other games where they actually play defense have higher fantasy point totals for guys that aren't even involved in the game where it's a lot harder to figure out where the points are coming from. So I stumbled across this and I love this quite a bit. So this is what I wanted to point out on Monkey Knife Fight. And I also want to point out go first half. Since I'm now reasonably invested in that, no big deal. but definitely like the full game as well. But go first half as well. I got a little too excited.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
They got me on.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You had me excited. And I was like, wait a minute. Where is the 24? But yeah, we're cool. But still, the 47 and a half. Brown, Lockett, Metcalf. Like you should be fine. Yeah. Like Brown will probably have at least 80 yards receiving.
Ladder it up all the way, right? Do the two, do the three, do the four. I think you probably hit at least two of them. And I don't know, that four seems pretty attainable too, in my opinion. So wanted to point that out.
You know, Brent, and now that I'm looking at it, the touchdown one, no, not the touchdown one. Touchdown suit, but the receptions prop. May be good too, because if you take Rondell Moore, who's probably going to catch six or seven balls, right?
Oh, Lockett, right. Moore, and Brown.
You take Lockett, who should catch another six or seven. Like, you're getting really close, and Lockett's, Rondell's a guy that can catch eight. Brown is a guy that can catch, I think, six or seven, and then you're hoping Lockett has one of those nine catch games. And if he does that, you're running to the bank.
And it's not even a lot. You get one extra reception for a 3X. Chief, that's what I'm going for. I'll take the 3X. And even 21, can these guys all get eight receptions? No question, right? So, like, even that 21.50 is certainly in play too. So, I think you can even ladder this one. I'm going to ladder this one up after we get off the show. But I think with Moore, Brown, and Lockett, that looks pretty juicy.
Oh, yeah.
The no defense game, and these props are just a little bit too low. So, there's another one for you on Monkey Knife Fight. Spreading the love a little bit around the sites. I know we talk Prize Picks a lot because they put the lines out first. They have generally softer lines. They don't adjust. That's where I do a lot of playing. But some of the other sites, you got to shop around and find the best lines. And hopefully you guys were able to get in on that. Chief, anything else you want to talk about? I think we got just about everything we can get on a Tuesday before the sports books even have these props out.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm expecting the field goal props to come out. Look, guys, you don't have to overthink this. It's not about hitting it every week. It's about hitting it mostly every week. Don't give up on Carlson. Don't give up on McPherson. Don't give up on Younghoe Koo. Don't give up on Graham Gano. Like those are your guys. I mean, those are my like key four guys. Now, if Harbaugh's going to start kicking field goals with Justin Tucker, I'll happily play Tucker over 1.5 every week. I've only seen Harbaugh do this one time all season. I can't trust him to kick field goals just yet. There's another team that's actually been kicking a fair amount of field goals this season. One other team. Oh, the Jets with Greg DeLay and Brett Maher with Dow. They've been kicking field goals too. So just keep those guys in rotation, mix and match, and you'll be good to go.
All right, that's going to do it for the Week 6 edition of the Prop Shop. Hopefully you guys were able to get on some of these lines before they move. And, you know, I haven't been keeping track, but I would say at least like 75% of these have moved by Friday, and pretty much all of them have moved by Sunday that we generally like to talk about. So get on them early, often, and at least get the closing line value. If the prop doesn't go through, you have that to hang your hat on for the day. That's going to do it for the Week 6 show. Thanks for watching, everybody. Click that like button on the way out, please. We greatly appreciate that on YouTube. Spread the word. Join Chief's Prop Shop over on the RotoGrinders Discord. It is all for the low, low price of free 50. You get access to very smart people, some even smarter than Will and I in terms of props and betting and things like that, posting their slips from all the other sites. Make sure to join that. It's a great little community Chief is built over there. I dropped some nuggets, every one in there. I threw my scores and odds. Josh Jacobs over 18.5 in there for everybody. And I think a few people rode that along with me and were able to cash on that. So thank you for following me in on that one. And let's have some fun this week. For Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching and listening. We out you.